week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Bounce. It is good to come to your homes again today with a beautiful message of Something to Believe In. I apologize for last week, but it's the 4th of July. I hope you had a great day on the great Independence Day. But anyhow, when those days come, we sometimes get behind in our broadcasts, so I had to play a backup tape. But I think you realize that. I think you enjoyed that one as well as I did doing it. So I do want to apologize to you. So let's get right into our broadcast today by doing another song for you. And it's kind of a praise song. I want you just to kind of join right along with me and let go and let God. See what God's got for us this morning, okay?
I was lost, but you knew where to find me. I was hungry, you were bread for my hungry soul. I was thirsty, and you gave me living water. You were my shelter when I had no place to go. Sometimes I just want to praise you. Sometimes just to speak your name. Sometimes I just want to thank you and not asking you for anything. Sometimes I lift my hands to you. Sometimes all I do is cry. Everything that I have, I owe to you, Lord. And Calvary is the reason why. When I think of the love that you've given, Lord, when I think of the awful price that you paid just for me, why then the trials of this earth, they just seem like nothing when they're compared to dark Calvary. Sometimes I just want to praise you. Sometimes just to speak your name. Sometimes I just want to thank you without asking you for anything. And sometimes I lift my hands to you. And sometimes all I do is cry. Everything that I have, I owe to you, Lord. And Calvary, the reason
Christ here. Calvary is the reason why. You know, that's a beautiful praise song. I hope you kind of join right with me and sing that song. We'll send that up to James Ellison. I realize he's been very sick. I didn't realize that until I talked with Betty Jo and Ernie the other day. And I understand also that Ernie Atkins' mother had passed away on the 5th of June. I didn't know that, but anyhow, I send the broadcast out to them. They've been faithful down through the years, and James and Louise have been faithful to the broadcast and keep it coming in your homes. And so many people comment on it. My boy works down to Kroger's, and he said, Daddy, said a lot of people come in and say, hey, heard your daddy on radio this morning. And a lot of people get this broadcast, so it's a blessing to a lot of people, and it's a blessing that we have got. Well, it's just a great blessing that we're able to do it for you, and I appreciate you. I love you very much. We've been on here since 85, and I want to remember all of you. I want to remember you in prayer. I want to remember Doris Neely in our prayer, and we've got so many people that we need to pray for, Barry and Patty Harper. And, of course, like I said a while ago, we want to remember Ernie in his losing of his mother. She was a great lady. I pastored her for many years, and a great lady, a good friend of mine. But she went home to be with the Lord. And Betty Jo and Ernest are great people. So I appreciate them. And we're going to do this next song in memory of her. And I hope you enjoy this one.
The time when Jesus saved your soul, remember the joy when you gave him the control. But if time has removed the peace that you then, oh well, he's calling you back to the place you began. Child, child, why do you wonder out in the darkness? Child, child, there's comfort in closeness, so warm, just as close as you can. Well, I know I've been redeemed, for I've been to Calvary, though sometimes I falter, I may fail his will to see. But forgiveness, it's all mine. In him I will rejoice, because I'm one of his sheep, and his sheep know his voice. Child, child, why do you wonder out in the darkness? Child, child, there's comfort in closeness, so walk just as close as you can. Child, child, there's comfort in closeness, so walk just as close.
Yes, sir, walk just as close as you can. You know that little song says, He walks with me, He talks with me all along the way. What would we do without Jesus Christ? I'll tell you, He's real. He's real in my spirit. I can feel Him. I talk with Him. I walk with Him. And He is the lily of the valley, the bright, the morning star, the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Well, let's go. I'm gonna let Jimmy Davis do a song here for us. And I love Jimmy Davis. He's gone now. I know a lot of people who have done gone on and gone home to be with the Lord. They're rejoicing there. I was thinking about my dad the other day. I said, you know how he'd love to be here with us, but he's not. But anyhow, I appreciate him. I appreciate my mother. And I appreciate your family. I know that they're soon passing on and going to the other side. But listen, there's something better waiting on the other side. So let's go right now and let Jimmy Davis do this song for us.
Somewhere just across the Jordan River, there's a place of everlasting joy and peace, where the stream of life is flowing there forever, and a crown of life is waiting there for me. That sounds like home to me, like where I want to be. There'll be no tears to dim these eyes again. The hills will echo our sweet story as we sing of His grace and glory, where the saints of God shall be. That sounds like home to me. They say there are mansions in that city, a crystal river flowing by the tree of life. No pain, no disappointment there to hurt us. And Jesus Christ Himself will be the light. That sounds like home to me, like where I want to be. There'll be no tears to dim these eyes again. The hills will echo love's sweet story as we sing of His grace and glory, where the saints of God shall be. That sounds like home to me. Of God shall be. That sounds like home to me.
I was thinking of Tom and Vivian Rice. We worked together for many years, and they used to do a song, Someday, and I was thinking of them. And you know, they're out, they're gone. They're the other side. But anyhow, I was thinking of Jimmy Davis. He was a great man, sung a lot of songs that moved the heart of a lot of people. And Martha and I have been blessed in that ministry, and I've been doing it for many years, and God has blessed my ministry. And you've been the biggest part of my ministry. I know I have people who would just take the broadcast on and help me with it like that, but I'd rather make you part of it. I want you to be a part of this ministry. And every nickel you send, every dime you send, it goes for the ministry of the gospel. And people love to hear good old-fashioned gospel. They don't like this watered-down stuff. They like good old-fashioned preaching. And that's what I like. Hey, that's what I was raised on. That's what I was born again. And through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. But I'm telling you today, they've watered it down and wet it down and took out took out all the cream from it. But thank God I'm an old-fashioned preacher, and people love that kind of preaching. So let's go right now. I'm not going to preach to you right now. I want to preach on the lost son.
I want to read one of the old familiar stories of the Bible. It's the parable of the lost son. The Bible said the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that fall me." So he divided unto them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in the land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to the citizens of the country, and he sent him into his field to feed the swine. And he would have gladly have filled his stomach with the pods of the swine's eat, and no one gave him anything. I've often wondered why this prodigal ever left the father's home. Now, you would think that he had anything and everything he wanted, because you see the picture, and automatically you begin to think of a rich man and having a young son and an older son, and why would the younger son want to leave all of this wealth and all this prosperity? Why did he want to go into the far country? Well, I think sometime we're looking at the picture in the wrong way. I think, first of all, I think the story tells about a forgiving father. And I think that sometime we don't realize, and I want to talk to the young people today, you've got a forgiving father. Did you not know that my father was the most kind, loving, forgiving person that I ever knew? It seemed like my father was the one who always said everything's going to be all right. Now, sometimes he'd have to discipline me. Sometimes I would get out of order. He said to me many times, "Son, you keep running, you'll get elected." I never will forget my daddy used to tell me, he said, "Now, son, they're hiring down the street. Be sure you don't go down by there." But my father loved me. He cared for me. As a matter of fact, I believe today that I never realized the loving care that my father really had for me. And I think the story is going to tell us about a loving father who is always loving, always caring, and there for us when we need him. And you know, his heart longs for you, and his heart is yearning that you would come back to him, because you was made in his likeness, made in his image, but you also went into far country. You left the father's house. You left the blessing. You're losing the blessings of God. You've left the blessings that are entitled to you, and sin is dangering and dampening your life, and you're going away from the Father. But you cannot go away from the loving care of that Father, because wherever you go, God is going to be there. And God, through His prevenient grace, is going to always be pleading and begging you to come back to Him, because He knows what's best for you. But you see, how many of our young people today have done what this story done? This young man who went away and wasted everything and his every possession. And you know, a lot of our young people today are wasting good talent, wasting good abilities, because they're looking for something and don't know what they're looking for. A lot of them are trying to find it in drugs. A lot of them are trying to find it in alcohol and prostitution and many different things. But it seemed like it's like salt water. It is not satisfying. And they're wasting a good, good life. You remember the song we used to sing, "Wasted Years." Oh, those wasted, wasted years. How we have wasted our life and wasted our living and wasted our possession. We've wasted everything we got on righteous living. And you know, we see that picture every day. People, the prisons are full of people like that. And the insane asylums and the suicide rate is greater among the young people today than it's ever been, because they are wasting their life. They're wasting the beauty of their life. They're wasting the talents and the ability. And they could be living and doing so much better if they'd only realize that the Father is pleading and waiting for them to come home. But he went away and wasted all of his possessions. As a matter of fact, in the 14th verse, said he spent all that he had. And you know, you spend out for sin. It don't take you long to burn out. It don't take you long to the crowds that you run with, and it's not going to take you long to wake up one of these days and find that you're all by yourself, just like this prodigal son did. He came to the place where there was no one else around. He had no one to turn to. He was hungry. He was in famine, and he was starving, literally starving to death, because he had spent all that he had. And now he has no friends, and now he finds himself among the pigs, feeding down in the pig pen. And you know, it don't take you long to spend it all and come to waste and waste your life and find yourself living in the slime pits of sin. And sin will take you farther than you want to go. But you see, he joined himself to the citizens of that country. And today, our young people, I can understand where they're coming from. They want to belong to something. They want to sense the feeling of belonging to something. So therefore, they will join that crowd that they're running with. And a lot of times, they run with the wrong crowd. They join the wrong crowd. And it's not long until their life is entangled with the same things that those people are doing. Don't run with the bad crowd. Don't run with the crowd that's going to influence you to do the things that you ought not do. You need to run with the right crowd. You need to be in the house of God and associate with good Christian people and sit under some good preacher who is preaching the Word of God to you, that loves you and cares for you and cares how you're going to spend your life. Because listen, one of these days, you're going to get married if you're not already married, and you're going to raise a family, and you're going to see exactly what I'm seeing. I didn't realize the love and the care that my father really had for me. When the doctors told me I had cancer and had to be operated on, if I could just talk to my father. I said, if I could just talk to my dad about this situation, maybe things would be a lot better. But you see, Dad's done gone. All's left now is a memory. My daddy pleading with me, son, you're going in the wrong direction. You're going to waste it, you're going to spend it, and you're going to come to want. And sure enough, I came to that place like a prodigal son. I rose and I looked about and I came to myself. I realized that I didn't know what I was doing. And I said to God, God, I'm going to return back to the Father, and I'm going to say, Father, I've sinned against heaven, I've sinned against you. Now that's the only way you can come back to the Father. Realize you're lost without God. Realize that you've sinned against God. We've all sinned. We've all come short to the glory of God. Return back to the Father. Don't be ashamed to fall before him and say, Father, I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against thee. I'm not worthy to become thy son. Make me as thy hired servant. And you know, God will do for you just exactly what he done for the prodigal son. He'll put a robe on your back and put a ring on your finger. And brother, he will kill the fatted calf and you can rejoice. But then the older brother, he didn't have time for a forgiving party because he became angry because God was so willing to forgive this young boy. And I'm saying to you, sir, today, young boy, young girl, God is willing to forgive you if you'll only ask for forgiveness.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle alone, they say I have nothing, but oh, they're so wrong. How my heart is rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and the my family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. Well, I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes, they're not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And to me, that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Song, I think about a stupid thing I did. I had the Easter Brothers here in Hinton at the Memorial Building, and they came in, and I told them I had just, that song had just came on the market, and I had just started doing it, and this is a stupid thing I said to them. I said, if you don't care, I said, let me do Thank You, Lord, for the Blessings on Me. I little did I know that they wrote that song, and I know how they felt about that. But they never said anything. They just grinned and said, okay. And then, lo and behold, they got up and said, I'm going to introduce you to a brand new song we got out now, and started doing that song. I felt like a fool. And, you know, have you ever been like that? I've made a lot of mistakes along the way, but God understands me. I'll tell you, I'm just a plain old shoe. I'm just a lump of coal, but I'm going to be a diamond one day. And I'm in the rough right now, but God's going to straighten me up one day. And I'm going home to be with the Lord. I love you, and I appreciate you. I appreciate all the help and the support you do on this radio ministry. And I hope that our voice is heard on internet and worldwide. I mean, Daryl Olson and Dana Olson, they're our web servers. And you can get our webpage, stbi.org, and get all of our sermons, all of our songs. And they want to continue on with that after I'm gone. I've done give them permission to do that. And that's a blessing, to be able to preach. If I make it until February this year, make me 60 years of preaching the gospel. That's a long time. But God has really given me the strength. Father, I pray for my unseen audience. I pray for those who are sick, sin sick, Lord. I pray that somehow or another they'll realize their condition and turn to you before it's ever lasting too late. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Well, neighbor, it's been good to be with you. Hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast as much as I've enjoyed doing it for you. And so let's get out of here right now. But let's go out by doing this song right here for you. And I hope you enjoy it. It says, He touched me. Shackled by the heavy burden, neath the load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me. And now I am no longer the same. He touched me. You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Manitou Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Manitou Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. 1-800-795-1. Be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
And now I know He touched me and He made me whole.
You know, since I met this blessed Savior, and since He touched my life and cleansed me, made me whole, my soul reaches out and never ceases just to praise His holy name. And I'm going to shout it, going to tell the world while eternity rolls.
For